Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. With the advance of cheap solar panels and LED lights that require much less energy than standard ones, even the African poor can afford electricity once too expensive for them, reports Elizabeth Rosenthal at the New York Times. The system pays for itself within 3 months for one Kenyan woman who can now charge her cell phone, vital for banking and business, and light her hut. Children can study at night, improving their grades, while toddlers run no risk of burning themselves from a kerosene lantern. Such advantages are accelerating the adoption of solar panels globally by rural communities too far from the slowly growing national power grids. The United Nations estimates that 85% of Kenyans and 1.5 billion people globally have no access to electricity, so the market is huge. In Africa, major hurdles are lack of ways to bulk purchase the panels and distribute them, a risky setup that discourages needed investors. Furthermore, supplies of solar panels made for private, off-grid consumption are very limited. But that's starting to change, and the future is looking brighter for many rural communities worldwide. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.